From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Turkey and the EU say they have reached an agreement on the migrant crisis. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, Turkey, which is hosting more than 2 million Syrian refugees and is the migrants' main transit route into Europe, is seen as key to stemming the exodus.
Pro-government newspapers in Turkey described the emergency summit on the migrant crisis held in Brussels as an historic victory for the country, with the EU agreeing to resettle one Syrian refugee from Turkey in return for every Syrian refugee Turkey takes back from Greece. But the United Nations and international human rights groups are questioning the legality of immediate deportations. This year alone, more than 120,000 migrants made the perilous journey across the Aegean Sea from Turkey to Greece. More than 200 have died. EU and Turkish leaders will meet again next week to hammer out what they say is the final details of the plan. The meeting is already predicted to be a long one. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Iran said Tuesday it had conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country in order to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. The tests come 2 months after the United States imposed new sanctions against 5 Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. Iran defended 2 previous missile tests last October as being a matter of national security after the U.S. and other Western powers said the launches violated a U.N. Security Council resolution. The U.S. State Department says it plans to ask the U.N. Security Council to review Iran's latest tests and press for an appropriate response. This is VOA.